Thanks, Lavar.
Could Madam Chair speak up or the Vice Chair take over if the Chair is not available?
Yes, Summer, we can't hear you.
Can you not hear me?
Now we can.
Okay, thank you. I was asking if there was anyone else who wanted to ask any questions, so it did not sound like it. Okay, thank you, Lavar. All right, very good. Okay, so next up we have committee reports, and I believe the Affiliates Task Force Committee was still first up. Heather, did you have a report to give from that committee? Heather, can you hear me? Or perhaps you're on mute.
No, I'm on mute as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
The Affiliates Task Force is meeting tomorrow night, so I don't really have that much to report, except I don't think anything was said about the NFCB meeting. We had an excellent caucus, actually, at the NFCB with the affiliates. It was just standing room only in that room. It was just wonderful, where a lot of the folks who, the attorneys in particular, who had helped with the new stations were acknowledged and other things as well. But it was a wonderful gathering. And we are having a meeting tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, and I think we're going to have, at the very beginning of the meeting, one of the new stations, actually a Native American station in Minnesota that's new. Actually, Winona LaDuke is one of the ones who's involved in that station, which is wonderful. Anyway, I think they're going to be with us at the very beginning of the meeting. So I'd rather report more on what's happening after this call tomorrow, after the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so there's probably, I don't think there's any, are there any questions? It sounds like she'll have more information at our next meeting. So, but congratulations to the new stations joining us. That's always excellent. Coordinating committee. Now, this is where we had the little sticky issue of Lydia Brazone's motion did not come out of the coordinating committee. It was the motion we were considering when we ran out of time on our last meeting 2 weeks ago. Bill had put it there under coordinating committee, but it's what's next. And the amendment made by Marcel Reed to include Monday as a meeting date as well had not been voted upon, so we would need to vote on that amendment for inclusion in Brazone's motion and then vote on that motion. Coming up after that is the motion that actually is from the coordinating committee, which is the a competing motion for the date of the next in-person meeting, which has the exact same dates and has a four-day meeting schedule but does not have all of the rest of the language of the Brazone motion. So to be clear, would you like me to go ahead and Lydia, are you on the call? Are you able to read
I'm
your
on
motion?
The call. I'm home
okay.
now.
Okay. Would you like to read your motion?
I thought you said you had to read it.
Yeah, I can read it. Well, Bill brought up the point that the amendment had not been voted on, so I'll go ahead. Your motion is part of the body, so I guess I can read your motion and then the amendment and...
Well, I think the amendment first, it has to be voted on first and then...
Right, but I don't know if people want to at least hear what the motion is that's being
amended. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, motion from Brazone. Whereas the Pacifica Auditor's Report states in part, quote, although management has taken recent action to increase revenues and reduce expenses, as of the date of this report, there is not a board-approved and implemented financial plan in place in order to restore adequate working capital within the current year. Accordingly, substantial doubt remains as to the ability of the foundation to continue as a going concern as of the date of this report. That would have been January. And whereas the expenses for in-person National Board meetings totaled $100,333.82 in calendar year 2010, and whereas the board must weigh the gravity of Pacifica's fiscal challenges with that of the bylaws meeting schedule, therefore it is resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall meet in person once more for its second in-person Pacifica National Board meeting for calendar year 2011 to be held Friday, and your motion was Friday through Sunday, September 23rd through 25th in Washington, D.C. The Reed Amendment was to include Monday the 26th as a fourth meeting day to that schedule. So the underlying motion had already been seconded and belonged to the body. The Reed Amendment had not yet been voted upon. Is there a second to the Reed Amendment?
Jackie.
Okay, who was the second, please?
Turner.
Turner, thank you. Okay, is there objection to the inclusion of the Reed Amendment to the body of the Brazone motion? And if there is none, then we can move on to a vote on the motion as a whole. So going once, going twice, any objection to the inclusion of the Reed Amendment? Okay. And hearing none, but hearing lots of background sound again, subway almost, please mute your phones if you're not about to speak.
This is Ken. I'd like to be on the stack on the motion.
Okay. On the motion, we're talking about the amendment, though, right now. Is there any objection to including the amendment to the body of the main motion?
No.
Okay. If there is none, then we can move on to... Yes, who is that?
This is Ophelia. I have a question.
Yes.
You're referring to an amendment that was made by Marcel?
Yes.
Okay, let me see that.
Marcel Reed. Just to lengthen the length of the meeting from 3 to 4 days. So the motion coming out of the coordinating committee already is a 4-day motion. So, you know, but just on this one. So if there's no objection to that amendment, then we can move on to discussion and voting on the actual motion. Okay, on the amendment, first I want to get this handled. Is there an objection to the amendment? Okay, and hearing none, the amendment will be included in the body of the motion, so the motion will be Friday through Monday, September 23rd through 26th, and now we can take a stack for discussion on the main motion.
This is Lydia. I'd like to motivate.
Okay, Lydia.
I tend to the stack. I already asked
for that. Kathy is on the stack.
Okay, well, it's appropriate that Lydia be able to motivate before we take
Alex
discussion.
On the stack.
So, okay, so Lydia, everyone keep your time, you know, considerate of other people's ability to speak. So it'll be Lydia, Ken, Kathy, Alex. Go ahead, Lydia, motivate, please.
Yes, as the chair accurately described the distinction between the motions, is that my motion versus the coordinating committee motion that will be may be coming up, is that mine includes that preamble, which I think it is incumbent upon this board to acknowledge that going concern issued by the auditor. And also the other difference is that mine says once more that this is like the end meeting. There isn't a door left open to continue discussions about the possibility of, let's say, a November meeting, in-person meeting. And so I believe that it is important for us as board members to go on record for anyone who has seen the results of a going concern that takes a nonprofit to bankruptcy, as I have seen. I haven't been involved in it, but I've seen it up close. And it is chilling because the board members are called to task by the powers that be, and they do want to know who and what we have done and whether or not we have accepted responsibility for some of the early signs before having to go to that restructuring position. I'm not saying we certainly will do everything so that we can avoid that, but it's really important that we show how serious we are, that we understood what that warning was, and that we incorporated into this motion, since we are not going to have the other two meetings required by the bylaws, and therefore that we show why we're not. And so I want to, regardless of how the results are of this vote, that the vote be included by name of each director in the minutes.
Okay, so you'll be calling for a roll call vote when that time comes. Thank you.
In the minutes, yeah, it's all roll call, but of course to be in the minutes. Thank you.
Right. Well, and hopefully the secretaries do understand anytime we say roll call vote, we understand you call the roll for all motions because we're on a phone, but a roll call vote means to record how the directors voted.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Lydia.
Bill,
okay, it'll be Ken, Kathy, Alex, Bill. Go ahead, Ken. You're up.
Tracy for the stack.
And Tracy. Thank you.
Okay. Ken to the stack is first. Okay. One, I object to the motion as stated for the following reasons, and I will try to be brief, and let's all try to stay within time. First of all, it didn't come out of committee. Second of all, the concept that is dating back to the auditor's report, which was completed sometime in January of 2011. According to the CFO's report, which we just heard moments ago, the financial situation is different than it was at the time that the auditor made his report. So the information used in the motion is stale. It is not current. And it certainly is not according to the CFO's report, indicative of the potential future. Thirdly, it is an outright violation of the bylaws, and I don't believe motions made by the PNB should specifically violate the bylaws, and there's no necessity for it, because the motion could have said, subject to finances being available as approved by the CFO. And my fourth point, where I do not mean to be adversarial here, however, I question the intent of the motion, because the motion requires a September meeting, when it was clearly stated by the coordinating committee we could save 20% to 30% by having staged the meeting in August. The same motion could have been made precluding future meetings, but having it staged in August. However, the maker of the motion, I believe, spoke to the fact of staging it in September would preempt the possibility of future meetings. So, therefore, was willing to have the foundation incur greater expense for the stated purpose of accomplishing a success of her motion in thwarting the meetings. Fifth, the meetings at $100,000 for the year, let's say they cost $25,000 a meeting. I just did a review of our financial costs for litigation. I just did a review of various staff salaries at different stations. $25,000 is not a crippling amount one way or the other. We are the Board of Governance. It is our obligation to function correctly, to oversee management, to see that they comply with the bylaws and they keep the stations and the foundation running in a fiscally responsible and legal manner. It is not a small task, and it requires coordinated effort. No matter how competent any individual thinks he is, he can't handle all of the tasks. So we do have to work together, and the board meetings are very, very important. And the cost of $25,000 a board meeting is not large in relationship to the other expenses of the network. And things should be measured on scale, not trivialized by saying, oh, you know, it costs $150 a day for hotel room. That's disingenuous. So those are the five reasons I would oppose this. And the sixth is we have another motion coming up which does not put us in a position of violating the bylaws, but just says the next meeting will be on the same dates as proposed in this motion. And I'm willing to concede in the spirit of cooperation that we yield on that point. But we do want to remove all of the statements made which are no longer true or relevant and which declare that we intentionally violate the bylaws, because in my seventh and last point, that subjects us to litigation. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Next up on the
floor, may I add to Marcel?
And could you also add me after Marcel, Summer, please?
Marcel, and okay, but next is, I believe we have Kathy, and then Alex, and then Trace, Bill, Marcel, and Afia. Kathy?
That was Nia. That wasn't me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Nia? I apologize. Okay, Nia?
Yeah, I wanted to thank Candy because you've already made the primary point I wanted to make about the cost of the meeting in D.C. in September. So I would like to amend the motion to take away certainty of the meeting being in Washington, and that it be at whatever station be done from us. At the
I'm sorry, that it be where?
Whatever of the stations can be done at the least cost, rather than
I can't hear her, Madam Chair.
It's very difficult. There's background sound. I can hear a stereo in the background. You are amending this motion, Brazone's motion, to be whatever signal area will be least expensive. Is that correct?
That's correct. And remove the D.C. and put in the least expensive city.
Okay. We have an amendment on the floor. Is there an objection to that amendment? Well, first, is there a second? Is there a second to the amendment? Let's go there first. Sorry. Okay.
Second.
Who is the second, please?
Afia.
Thank you, Afia. Okay. So, is there an objection to that amendment?
Yes. This is Lydia.
Yes.
Lydia. Okay. Thank you. There's an objection. Do we need a discussion on the amendment, or can we go to a vote on it? Do people find it?
I would like to reiterate my reason for doing this.
Okay, please.
The amendment as a way of motivation.
Go ahead, Kathy. Yes, please go ahead, Kathy.
I mean, I simply want to reiterate all of the dialogue that's been shared with regard to cost. And the reason for doing this is to save money. And if we know that D.C., Congress comes back or whatever, the prices go up, to insist that it be in D.C., knowing that, for me, completely goes against the intended or the stated intention.
What?
All right, thank you.
I said to insist that we have a meeting in D.C. when we know that the cost will be higher at that time in September goes against the entire stated intention of the motion. So I feel that we should, if we're going to do this, go to the least expensive. If that's truly the reason.
All right, thank you.
We're at time for this agenda item.
We're at time for this agenda item. Okay. So, is there a motion to extend time, or shall we simply take the vote on the amendment?
So moved. Extend for 15 minutes. Tracy.
All right. Tracy, thank you. Second from Campbell. Is there any objection to an extension of 15 minutes? Okay. And hearing none? Thank you. Okay. Is there a stack for discussion on Kathy's amendment before we go back to the stack?
On the stack. This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. Go ahead,
yeah, this is Tracy. I want to retain space on the stack for the main motion.
Yes, I have the stack for the main motion still intact, and we'll return to it as soon as we get done with this amendment. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, when I made the motion, I made no mention of the portion in the bylaws that speaks to the rotation. The fact of the matter is, probably the least expensive station to have meetings. At least that's what I have always seen. Has been Texas, has been Houston, and
where we
just had a meeting there, and it undercuts the ability to go to the different stations, although less frequently, obviously, for this year. I don't see a reason to. It won't be when the travel is impeded. It won't be when, you know, a number of other issues come into it. We have a new general manager that most of us have not met. And they're about to relocate to a new station and are supposed to have a new site and supposed to have chosen that by September. So there are a number of reasons. And also our executive director had mentioned that there were several people that had called her when my original motion said Los Angeles, that had called her from the D.C. area.
Thank you.
To the schedule. Thank you.
Okay, I'm switching tones.
Hello.
There we go. Okay, is there further discussion on the amendment? Okay, and hearing none, can we take a vote on the amendment only, and then we will return back to the stack on the main motion? Okay, Fia, could you call the roll, please? A yes vote will mean that we strip the language Washington, D.C. from the main motion and substitute in whichever signal area will be the least expensive. And a no vote will leave the motion in its current wording. Thank you. You could call the roll, please.
Okay. Jen Aaron.
Abstain.
Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Rodrigo Argueta.
I abstain about.
Nia Beriaco. Can't hear you, Nia. Okay. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Lydia Verzon?
No.
Renee Bryce LaPorte?
Did I miss any good votes?
Yes.
Is this Renee?
This is Nia. Did you call my name?
Yes,
I did.
Sorry. No. No.
Okay. Renee, how do you vote? I can't hear you. Bill Crozier?
Yes. With us.
I'm sorry, you have a fig tree in your backyard.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Kathy Davis?
Excuse me, could the chair have whoever is speaking in the background mute themselves?
Thank you. We can hear background conversations if you could please.
It's somebody with a fig tree.
One, we're in the middle of a vote. It's hard to hear.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Thea Wangaz is passing. Kimry Orendoff. Kimry, can't hear you. Laura Priebus.
No.
Can't hear you, Laura.
No.
Okay,
can you hear me now?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Marcel Reed.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Madam Secretary, this is Ken. I'd like to change my vote from abstain to yes.
Can't hear you, Andrea. Okay. Kimmery, how do you vote? Still can't hear you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Carolyn Burden, I don't think I heard you. I still can't hear you. And if you want guys to... So it's no.
Hi, this is Ken Aaron. Did you get my change from abstain to yes?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
So that's,
one personal privilege. I keep hearing music in the background. Somebody needs to turn off the radio or TV.
Even louder now. Thank you.
Or either stop singing. Unless we go on TV.
Okay, so that's one, two, three, four, five,
hello.
Six.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my line keeps cutting in and out. This is Andrea.
Okay.
Have you called my name? I don't know.
Several times. How do you vote?
Hello?
We can't hear you.
Yes. How do you vote, Andrea?
For Lydia's, yes, I vote for her, too.
This is for the amendment, whether to have it in D.C. Okay. Or here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you weren't able to hear it, you may need to abstain, but we're voting on the amendment as to whether to... the amendment is to hold it in the least expensive location, so...
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay, we got it.
The Teresa
okay.
vote?
No. Teresa did not vote.
Did Andrea say no, Ifia?
Andrea said yes.
Oh.
Okay, so that's seven yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes and 1 abstention.
Could you please document the votes again? Because it's been very hard. And we had a previous error in adding up the votes. Could you please read how the votes went?
Okay. Ken Aaron, yes. Teresa Allen did not vote. Jessica Apollinar did not vote. Rodrigo Argueta abstained. Nia Bediaco voted no. Wesley Bethune voted no. Carolyn Burden did not vote. Lydia Verzon voted no. Renee Bryce Laporte did not vote. Bill Crozier.
Hello, my line keeps cutting out. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Andrea. I have a real bad connection, so I keep going back out and in on this.
I'm sorry, she's already taken the vote.
Bill Crozier voted yes. Kathy Davis voted yes. Heather Gray voted yes. Campbell Johnson voted no. Ifia Wangaza voted no. Kimberly Orendorf did not vote. Laura Previs voted no. Summer Reese did not vote. Marcel Reed voted no. Tracy Rosenberg voted yes. Dan Siegel voted no. Alex Steinberg voted yes. Andrea Turner voted yes.
No. No.
You're wanting to change
Hello?
Your vote?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You
I can
tell
you that my line keeps, my line is going in and out, and I could not hear you. I thought you asked me if I wanted to vote. I said yes. I'm sorry. Let me move to another spot. Hello.
We can hear you, Andrew, but it's problematic to change a vote after the tally has been taken.
Yeah, but I thought you asked me if I wanted to vote. I'm sorry.
You can change your vote if the body doesn't object.
Okay, all right, whatever. Okay, but I object, too. I'm going to be going...
I think it's improper procedure to have people change their vote. I do recognize Andrea was having difficulty with her telephone line, but
yeah.
We've had difficulties in the past with people changing votes after the vote count comes out, and that's
no,
why we don't
no, no.
have
no, no.
change.
I understand that, but I thought you were asking me if I had voted. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now, Andrea. Would you like to have your point of
information? You have a point of information also. This is Nia.
Okay, who is the point of information, please? Who is it?
That right?
Okay, Kathy and then Nia with point of information. Go ahead, Kathy.
My understanding is that the vote
failed. Yes, the motion failed. If the vote count is correct, that's
so
why
Andrea's vote, either way, is not going to change the fact that it failed.
I know. It sure wouldn't. Yeah.
Madam Chair?
One moment, Campbell. We've got a point of privilege.
Okay.
Point of privilege, yes.
Yes. I was just going to ask if you could request the members to either turn off their radio or do something to please cut down the extraneous noise on the call.
Yeah, I thought you had asked whether I wanted to. Thank you.
I suspect whomever is playing the radio isn't actually listening to this call, but merely has the phone on, unfortunately, because I have asked, and I will ask again. We can hear your stereo loud and clear. We could hear people ordering food earlier. We could hear all sorts of things. If you're not speaking, please,
mm-hmm.
Have fun. But the radio has not abated at any point since I've asked whoever it is, please mute his or her phone.
Yeah, now I hear singing. Yeah, I thought you had
that. I suspect it is someone who's not actually participating in this phone call, but is merely has the phone on, unfortunately, and that's why they don't hear me asking them to mute their phone. So I'm afraid there's not much we can do about that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Campbell. Nia, your point of order or information.
I was just about to say that if somebody asks for a recount, I think that one can change the vote. It doesn't matter. It's a moot point because it's, 7-8? So even if you vote, it's still going to fail. So can we move on?
Okay.
Yes, well, that's what I was asking. If Andrea does not want to be on the record as having voted yes for this, we can cancel out her vote because she wasn't able to participate, you know. So, that's not inappropriate. But
point of order, briefly.
Please.
I hate to extend things. However, a vote to 7-8. Could be. Oh no, it couldn't be altered because we would have to get a majority.
It's an issue.
Summers is Bill.
Call the question of the main motion.
Thank you. Okay, so the amendment failed. The question has been called on the main motion. I believe we're all about out of time.
Yes.
Motion to extend.
Well, there were several people who were on the stack, but now the motion has been called. Is there an objection?
I object. Yes, I object. I think this needs to be discussed.
Okay, so I believe we need to take a vote on that then, on calling the question. Kafia, can you please call the roll? A yes vote will sustain calling the question. A no vote will throw it back open to discussion.
Yeah, I hate to be procedural, but since we're technically out of time, shouldn't we deal with a motion to extend? Otherwise, it's a moot point.
We'll have time in 3 minutes.
That is correct.
Are you putting forward a motion to extend? For how long?
Motion to extend to 10 minutes.
I object. This is me. I object, Summer.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll put on it.
Vote against it. That's all.
Is there a second on the motion to extend for 10 minutes?
Second.
Alex, second. Who is the second, please?
Cassie.
Okay, Alex is the maker.
Second.
Thank you. I know it was your idea, Tracy, but someone else grabbed it. So there's an objection to the motion to extend. If we're going to get anything done here, let's zip through it. Afia, could you please call the roll? A yes vote will extend time for 10 minutes for discussion of this topic. A no vote will not, and we'll be at the point of voting. So please call the roll.
Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Rodrigo Argueta?
Can I ask you something? If I vote yes, then it's going to extend the time to do the voting for the motion, for the main motion, or we're going to keep
this discussion? This is not the place for discussion, Rodrigo. It's very simple. It's 10 minutes for discussion on this motion. That is 10 minutes.
Or you
can... Or
both. I'm sorry, but I didn't hear you because somebody was coming in. So, or what?
Or you can pass.
Well, hold on. Just to be clear, it's 10 minutes for an extension of time, and we're on this motion. So it's for discussion of this motion.
For discussion. So, but somebody already called it the board, right?
We can't have this long discussion. You can vote yes or no on extending for 10 minutes. There was an objection to calling the question, so we have to extend time if we want to.
Okay, yes. Just to extend the time.
I don't understand your response. How do you vote?
Just extending the time,
Thank you. Nia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bassoon?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Don?
No.
Renee Bryce Laporte? Bill Crozier?
Epstein.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy.
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Heather Gray, yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimry Orendoff? Can't hear you, Kimry.
Can you hear
Laura
me?
Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Hello, this is Kimry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now I can. How do you vote?
No, it's staying. I don't know what's going on with the line, but I keep trying to. Anyway.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you?
I'm Andrea.
Okay, Andrea. Andrea voted no. Okay, and Juan Gaza votes no. Bethune, how do you vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. And 1, 2 abstentions.
Thank you. Motion for extension of time fails. We go to a vote on the main motion because that's...
I object because we did not call... there was a vote to call the question, and we haven't voted on that. So how can we go to voting on the main motion?
You're correct, Ken. Can you take the vote on calling the question?
A point of order. It's irrelevant because when we're out of time and the motion to extend fails, then we vote on the main motion.
We can't. Right. We go through the motion. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the backup. Okay, so the main motion. A yes vote will support Lydia Brazone's motion with all of the preamble regarding financial exigencies and bylaws. And a no vote will defeat that motion.
Point of order.
Yes, Alex?
I believe the motion is illegal. It's stating that we are going to violate the bylaws. I believe it should be ruled out of order.
And we go ahead and vote, but they already called the question, so just go ahead and vote.
Yeah.
Who called you?
Point of order, Summer. Summer, point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I think it's restated to say as amended. With Marcel's fourth day. That passed. That was without objection.
That was without objection.
DC and the fourth day.
Can I have a ruling on my point of order?
Can I have a ruling on your point of order? I am not going to rule it as an illegal motion. I think that it is the desire of one member to put on the record that there are financial exigencies requiring what is already occurring, which is that we're not meeting four times this year. Part of that is because all this back and forth has resulted in not getting a meeting scheduled for the last 3 months, which is very unfortunate. So I am not going to rule it as an illegal motion. I think it'll have to win or fail on the merits. And Obviously, a motion to rescind can be brought later by someone, and I'll happily, you know, look into this issue further, but I'm going to let the vote go forward. So that being said, I can restate the motion for everyone if that is necessary before you vote. That'll help. It is as amended with the Marcel Reed amendment to include a fourth meeting day. And I'm going to go ahead and restate it, and that way everybody knows exactly what they're voting for or against. And then call the roll, please. So, here we go.
You left out D.C., Madam Chair. I'm sorry, respectfully.
No, I'm going to include it.
Okay, no problem, no problem. I heard you.
In its entirety, so the record is clear as to what people are voting upon. Thank you. Substitute motion. Zone, blah, blah, blah. Whereas the Pacifica Auditor's Report states in part, quote, the speedway
is a shamble. There goes that motorcycle again.
I'm
yes?
Sorry, I'll mute.
Point of information.
Folks. Stop it.
Since this is a substitute motion. Since this is a substitute motion we're voting on, then it seems clear that we need to vote on the motion to which it is a substitute after we vote whether to accept or reject the substitute motion.
Is that not correct?
No,
it's illegal, you know. I'll call the motion, you know, if nobody has called the motion. You know.
Madam Chair, could you please ask people to stop court talking?
Stop interrupting the voting then. I mean, somebody already called the vote. You know, let's go vote.
Madam Chair, please. I have a voter.
Mr. Margetta, you need to ask to be recognized and not disengage in dialogue with members. Thank you. I believe that it was voted on at the last meeting. As you will recall, I read verbatim from Robert's Rules of Order that the main motion was the main motion. Main motion at that time was defeated. This was brought. I'm not going to revisit that. More than welcome to bring a motion to rescind if the outcome is not what you hope for. I'm going to read the motion. Whereas the Pacifica Auditor's Report states, quote, although management has taken recent action to increase revenues and reduce expenses, as of the date of this report, this was January, of course, there is not a board-approved and implemented financial plan in place in order to restore adequate working capital within the current year. Accordingly, substantial doubt remains as to the ability of the foundation to continue as a going concern as of the date of this report. And whereas the expenses for in-person Pacifica National Board meetings totaled $100,333.82 in calendar year 2010, and whereas the board must weigh the gravity of Pacifica's fiscal challenges with that of the bylaws meeting schedule, therefore, it is resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall meet in person once more for its second in-person Pacifica National Board meeting for calendar year 2011 to be held Friday through Monday, September 23rd through 26th in Washington, D.C. That is the main motion as amended. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll? A yes vote will support this motion. No vote will defeat it. Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Carolyn?
Yes. Carolyn, please.
Yes. I understand that everything up to the whereases does not appear in the motion as passed. So that's all for information. And the motion itself that we're voting on begins with the whereas.
No.
Now, this is a motion that was presented 2 weeks ago, that preamble.
I'm asking the protocol of the whereases. The whereases are not included in what we're voting on. We're voting on the motion itself. The rest of it does not appear in the motion as passed. Is that correct?
No.
You mean you're saying, as per Roberts, the whereases are essentially a preamble and not the
actual motion? That will not appear in the final version. Is that correct?
No.
I believe it is, and I will tell you that if it's not doesn't appear that
way.
Okay,
can we vote?
Can we vote?
One moment, please. The point of order or information that she's raising is that, per Roberts, whereases are essentially preambles to a motion, and therefore, be it resolved is the actual action being taken and would be recorded as the final motion. Is that correct?
No.
Yes, that's my point.
I think that's correct.
I think that's correct, too, actually.
Wrote it down, if you think it's wrong.
I don't understand a bit of that. That's the whole motion.
No, see, what they're
voting,
getting at...
Madam Chair, is a question of Robert's rules. The therefore is what we are voting on. That's all.
That's
what will appear in the final result.
That does tend to be correct by motions in parliamentary procedures, whereas is the preamble and the therefore is the actual action taken for the motion.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
To my motion.
Yes, go ahead.
Are we supposed to be voting right now?
We are.
Yeah.
Okay, so could we vote?
You asked already the secretary to call the roll.
I did call it.
Vote it down if you don't like it.
Yeah, vote it.
Thank you. Gentle people, in the interest of time and the fact that the question has been called, I do hear the point of information raised by Ms. Burden. I will go ahead and research that in Robert's Rules of Order for the minutes because this will become part of our record-keeping process. That doesn't prevent us from moving forward with the vote at this time. Okay?
Why doesn't Ms. Burden give us the page then?
No. Just continue, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry? Thank you. Ms. Wangaza, would you please call the roll?
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen?
I pass.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bassoon? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Renee Bryce Laporte? Can't hear you, Renee. Bill Crozier?
No. If I support the... this is Lydia's motion. I support the committee's motion instead.
Inappropriate.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Kemri Orendoff? Kemri can't hear you. Laura Previs?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I vote no.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Absolutely not.
Andrea Turner?
Absolutely yes.
Campbell Johnson? How do you vote, Campbell? Can't hear you.
Was that me?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, yes. Campbell.
Okay. And Wesley Bassoon?
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Look what I got.
Kimry Orendoff. And one Gaza votes. Yes. Okay, so it's one.
Madam Secretary,
two.
You had a pass on
Alan votes
Allen.
Yes. Alan votes yes.
Okay, thank you.
And there was a pass before you begin tallying the roll, I think, maybe?
That was the last one.
Okay, thank you.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 yeses. And one, two, three, four, five, six noes. And no abstentions. Twelve yeses, six noes, and zero abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, the motion
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to give notice of an intention to rescind the motion at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Alex. All right, motion duly noted. I will research the Robert's Rules of Issue on the whereases versus the therefore be it resolved for the purpose of our record keeping and motions. And we are out of time, and everyone please adjourn to executive session. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, this is